yesterday in Baba's blessings, Baba spoke about the number one service that we need to do according to the present time. There are different types of service we can do. Service through words, service of the yajna, physical service, self-service, and then service of the mind. Mansa seva. We have heard about this many times. This is not the first time. And some of you may be trying to practice that also. What is actually mansa seva? Immediately after hearing this word, the thought that comes often is, we have to serve others through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our attitudes, through our consciousness. But in fact, the Hindi word is beautiful. You know, translated into English, it is called service of the mind. But mansa seva, which means service of the mind. So that means it's referring to me. I need to serve my mind. Man is mind, mansa seva, serving the mind. Because when I serve my mind, then my mind will serve others' mind automatically. If I have not served my mind is not qualified to serve others. So how do I do mansa seva? How do I service my mind? So that means I have to make my mind powerful. That's what Baba also said yesterday. Only a powerful mind can serve others' mind. So in order to make my mind qualified, powerful, I need to have three qualifications. So when I have these three qualifications, I am qualified through my mind to serve others' minds. Of course, we know in our mind we have different types of thoughts. Not always powerful thoughts. We have base thoughts, we have negative thoughts, we have positive thoughts, many types of thoughts. So I have to first of all clear my mind of all other thoughts and have only positive, pure, powerful thoughts. So first of all, I have to make my mind free from waste thoughts. Because as long as I have waste thoughts about myself, about others, in my mind is not qualified to serve others. Why? Because waste thought is like a leakage. You know, when there is a hole in something, no matter how much you fill anything, nothing stays in that. So as long as I have waste thought, my thoughts cannot reach out to others. It will get dispersed. It doesn't have any power. So I have to make sure I patch that hole in my mind. That means make my mind free from waste. Because two things cannot occupy the mind at the same time. Powerful thought and waste thought. day and night cannot take place at the same time, right? So either powerful or waste. So serving the mind means making my mind free from waste and negative thoughts. So I have only useful thoughts, first of all, positive thoughts, and then pure thoughts, and then powerful thoughts. Positive thought means good thoughts. Only good thoughts about myself, about others. Good thinking for myself, good thinking for others. So when I have constant good thoughts, constant positive thoughts, it becomes pure. Constant positive thoughts become pure thoughts. Pure thought means positive, selfless thoughts. Sometimes even positive thought can have some selfishness. But pure thought means selfless positive thoughts. No selfishness, even slightly also. And then my thoughts can become powerful. So powerful thought means thoughts filled with determination, willpower. And if I have determined thoughts, powerful thoughts, thoughts filled with willpower, the proof of that is I will also have patience. So you don't have to repeat thoughts. When you have powerful thought in your mind, you just have it, that's all, one thought. And it will bear the fruit. So that is why after creating a powerful thought, thoughts filled with determination, I wait. I have patience because if not now, later, it will give fruit. So I don't need to repeat powerful thoughts. So first of all, I have to make my mind filled with thoughts of determination. Of course, thoughts of determination comes on the basis of faith. If you do not have faith, you cannot have determination. The other day, Ratan Mohini Dadi was asking double foreigners, you know, what is the difference between faithful thought and determined thought? What comes first? So it was mentioned, faith first. Because when you have complete faith, you can have determined thought. Complete faith means faith in four aspects. Faith in Baba, faith in myself, faith in drama, and faith in the time. So when I have complete faith, the foundation is strong, so then I will have the willpower. It's the doubt that make my thoughts weak. Right? So, first of all, let us work on making our mind strong. Controlling power and ruling power. So, I am able to stop when I want to stop. I am able to start when I want to start. Whichever power I invoke, that power comes to serve me. So that is the sign of being a powerful soul. The power is in your hand. You are the master. So one qualification for Mansa Seva is making the mind powerful by keeping the mind free from all waste thoughts. Even if I have waste thought about the person whom I am serving, that is also no Mansa Seva. You know, just like sometimes Baba gives the example of the goat milk. Yeah? It gives milk, but it also puts some droppings into it. So the milk is not drinkable. It is not useful anymore. So we have, say, 90 good thoughts for a person and maybe a few bad thoughts. So it doesn't work. That is no mansa seva. I have to be genuine, you know, in having good wishes. It cannot be mixed with bad wishes. You know, 2 days I think good about somebody and 1 day, just for a few minutes, I have some waste thought. Finish. My mind is not able to serve. So we have to really serve our mind, taking care of our mind by becoming my own, making my mind my best friend. Like serving the mind means making your mind your best friend by handling the mind in such a gentle and kind way that the mind obeys you. So this is why Ratan Moini Dadi was mentioning the other day, it is so important to have a dialogue between mind and intellect. Because wherever my intellect goes, the mind follows. So even though the thought comes in my mind on the basis of my old sanskaras, it is the intellect that discriminates. Oh, this is the thought connected with old sanskara. And intellect has the power to discern only when I am aware I am a soul. When I am not aware I am a soul, the intellect is sleeping. So the mind will override the intellect. So I cannot do mansa seva because I am under the influence of my own sanskara. So I have to keep myself alert and aware and awake. So every thought that is passing on the screen of my mind is being monitored by my intellect. So when the intellect is awake, so it will not suppress the mind, but it will have a dialogue with the mind. Talk to the mind, look, this is not a right thought that you are having. This is based on old sanskara. Don't put this into action. So intellect will have a dialogue, convince the mind, and then mind and intellect work together. If there is no harmony, cooperation, between mind and intellect, there is disharmony. My mind cannot serve others' mind. Just imagine, you know, what will that thought be? So this is why it is very important to be soul conscious all the time. Because when you are soul conscious, you are master. Your intellect is awake. So the mind cannot take a chance. The mind cannot deceive you. So you are able to work together and the power of that will reach out to others. So that is why the first qualification to serve the mind is to make my mind my master. Make my mind my best friend. So the mind cooperates with you. The second qualification to serve my mind is connected with feelings. You know, feelings are so subtle. The thought creates feelings. As is your thought, so is your feeling. Sometimes you may not catch the thought, but you can catch the feelings. Yeah? So if my feelings towards myself or towards others are not positive, not pure, I cannot serve others through my mind. So this is why I have to make sure the feelings in my heart is filled with purity, constant positivity, pure feelings, not ill feelings, bad feelings, or even personal feelings. See, if you have bad feelings for someone, the mind is not qualified to serve others' mind. So bad feelings comes for others or even for myself when I have waste thoughts. Sometimes ill feelings, you know, like I see the mistake of someone, I feel sick. You know, how many times this person is making the same mistake? I'm annoyed. You get sick because of other person's mistake. So my mind is sick, cannot serve others' mind. So I have to be careful, not my feelings are not affected by others' behavior. Means sometimes we want to help others, but then our feelings are so impure, it cannot help. You know, once Baba was saying, even Dadi was mentioning, if you have good feelings for all people except one soul, you don't have good feelings for one particular soul, still my mind is not qualified, because that bad feelings make my mind poisonous. You understand? Just like you put one can of milk and put one drop of poison into it. So whole can of milk is useless. So I got good feelings for everybody, but some karmic account with somebody, whatever, I just have not good feelings. Feelings of dislike, no, feelings of hate. So that is also very bad. Then my mind is not qualified. So I have to make sure my feelings are clean in my heart. For everyone, that is why it is better we go beyond likes and dislikes. Because sometimes when you have likingness to somebody, it can turn into attachment. And when you have dislikingness towards somebody, it can become hate. So this is not a mind qualified for serving others. And third qualification is complete purity. You know, pure energy is like laser. You know, laser surpasses, the vibrations of the laser can reach from one place to another in no time. My mind has to be like a laser. So much purity, that is why angels are shown as the symbol of total purity. You know? So I have to make sure there is purity in my mind. That is why purity is always connected with the mind. Divinity is connected with the intellect. We don't say pure intellect. We don't say divine mind. Right? We say divine intellect and pure mind. So my mind should be totally pure. Only then the thoughts that arise in my mind will travel like laser. It can reach out to anywhere, anytime. Distances doesn't matter. Is that clear now? Mansa Seva begins here. You know, sometimes we sit here we say, oh, I'm sending out good wishes to this person, I'm sending out rays of light, but then I myself have waste thoughts afterwards or before that. It doesn't work. So I have to prepare myself, my mind. It is like plowing the soil, you know. Before you sow the seed, when you plow the soil, make the soil fertile, and when you sow the seed there, it will grow very fast. Okay, now let us take it for granted. We have plowed the soil, we have made the soil fertile, we have made our mind qualified. Now, how we serve others' minds? So we don't need to think about that person. We don't need to bring that place in front of us to serve them. Because if I have any physical image, or when I have any physical person on the screen of my mind, I am not serving. I am not giving. I am grounded. Because to serve through my mind, I have to go beyond serving. You know, beyond giving. You know, giving sakash or giving yoga power or giving light and might. I have to go beyond. I just have to be. Just like the sun. The sun never thinks he is giving sunlight. The day he will start thinking, he would stop giving light. Right? But it is there for us to take. The sun is there. Just there naturally. We take from the sun. It's always giving. So I have to be beyond giving. And I have to be full. Just like the sun is full, the moon is full. So they are constantly giving. So all that I have to do is to make myself full and keep myself on the unlimited. Go beyond limitations of name and form and place and person. Then I am able to connect myself with Baba, and Baba is the one who gives actually. Because I cannot give because we are human beings. But we can connect with Baba and let Baba, from Baba souls will receive. You know, say for example, many times we are asked, Dadi is sick, we should have 10-minute special meditation for Dadi to get well. You know, we have world meditation every third Sunday. We say, oh, meditate for 1 hour to give peace to the world. So what do? We don't bring that person in front of us and give them yoga vibrations, or we don't bring the world in front of us and say, I'm giving power to America, Africa, you know. No. I have to just create an attitude of mercy, attitude of love, and just create that thought. This hour is specially for this purpose. That's all. I fix the aim in my mind and then I sit there connecting myself with Baba. So automatically that hour, whatever energy that is generated by connecting myself with Baba, it will reach out to whoever is ready at that time. Whoever is connected to God at that time, they receive. But of course, we don't begin doing Mansa Seva by creating the thought for the world. That will be the last stage. We have to begin serving through our mind, first of all, experimenting on myself. charity begins at home. So I have to experiment that on myself. Then I know the power of my mind, Mansa Shakti. How much Mansa Shakti I have, I will know when I experiment it on myself. So how can we do that? So every morning, you know, after Amrit Vela, you bring, you know, the power of determination to finish certain weaknesses or defects that you have within yourself and give yourself that sakash, that power of determination. Use the power of your mind on yourself and continuously do it over a period of 21 days or 16 days or whatever. So if you continue to experiment the Mansa Shakti, the power of the mind on yourself over a period of time, you get the proof that yes, now I can experiment with others. You understand? Because then only I can move to the second step of serving those with whom I live day and night. Because they are the nearest ones, isn't it? So, of course, each one's sanskara is different. Each one's way of doing is different. So, how can I serve that soul? So, use your Mansa Shakti to change their attitude towards you through your attitude. By not having any waste thoughts about them, about their behavior, about their actions. It is a very big destination, you know. You are living with people and then they are doing actions in a different way, maybe totally opposite. But yet, I do not have any waste thought and I try to serve that soul through the power of my mind, having good wishes and pure feelings. So you will see the magic. Without speaking a single word, they begin to change their behavior. Now that is why Baba says, where the power of words doesn't work, the power of mind works. So what you need to do is, talk to that soul through your mind. What kind of talk you have with that soul, you know, appreciate all their good qualities, how good they are, how wonderful soul they are, how special they are. So when you are sending out that thought vibrations by talking to them, what you want to talk to them in words, instead of words, you serve that soul through your thoughts. And because it is genuine thoughts, it's real coming from your heart, that soul's intellect, whatever blockages is there in the intellect, it is being removed. That is Mansa Seva. You know, Mansa Seva is through positive energy, pure energy, you melt the blockages in the intellect of other souls. So gradually you will see over a period of time, they begin to show the changes in their behavior which you wanted without talking a single word. So that you get the proof of your Mansa Shakti, the power of the mind. But you have to be consistent and you have to be patient. It doesn't happen in 1 or 2 days. But it will definitely happen. You know, nowadays people experiment talking to the plants. You have heard? you know, when people look after plants with positive vibrations, positive thoughts, they talk to them, the plant respond and they grow faster. They bear fruits faster. If the non-living plants can respond to our vibration, it doesn't have soul anyway. But still the chemicals respond to our vibrations and they show the growth. So can a human being not do that? But we don't have patience. We want instant fruit. And we have to believe it is possible and you do it, you know, over a period of time. So without speaking a single word, their attitude towards you changes, their behavior changes, and you can live in harmony. That is second step. Then the third step is serving those who come in our contact during the day. Like, you know, souls in contact, friends, colleagues, neighbors. They come in contact. They don't live with us. But then they also have to be served. Sometimes we cannot give them knowledge directly. Especially your colleagues, you know, people who work together with you in your office, your neighbors. But how will you serve them? So I need to, again, use the power of thoughts by, you know, speaking to those souls. That is what is called, you know, Ruhan. Ruh is Atma Ruhan, talking to another soul. Relationship and communication. So that is the wonder of the power of silence. So, serving them through the power of thought, sending them good wishes, pure feelings, and seeing them already being Baba's children. You know, even your family members, those who are not in knowledge, never need to look at them as agyanis. Never need to look at them as not in knowledge. But have the vision and attitude that all our souls, they are already Baba's children. You know, it is just a matter of time that they have to come. So when you have that kind of acceptance, when you have that kind of thoughts, invocation, so they feel like somebody is calling them. They feel like they are being invoked. So they themselves want to come. You know, like that is why Baba says, nowadays don't ask or force anybody that they must come. You just leave it to them whenever they want to come. But don't stop serving through your thoughts. You know, Dadi was sharing her experience once in the past. You know, Dadi had the thought that all the Brahmins should become perfect soon. And because of that, you know, if she would see any defects in any one of us, she cannot tolerate it. She would tell us off. And sometimes we get offended. Oh, why Dadi is telling me like this? But then Dadi said, I have changed now. You know, I don't want to tell anybody any defects. If I see them also, I don't tell them. But I don't give up sending good wishes for them. I don't give up, but I don't tell them in words. So the same thing, you know, we have to also do with souls who are in contact. So instead of pestering them, you know, come, knowledge, this, but keep sending good wishes. Stop talking to them. And they themselves will feel they want to come. So that is the third stage when serving through thoughts, our neighbors, our colleagues, our friends, contacts. And then finally the stage is serving the world. those souls whom we don't even know who they are. You know, they are in some parts of the world. We don't even know. But we know that they are all souls, God's children. So then I can get the proof of serving those souls through my mind. Not only that, it is Mansa's Shakti has to be experimented even on the elements of matter. Because they also need attention. You know, why this nature today is creating such havoc, you know, such chaos, because they are being neglected. Attention is not given to them. We are using the nature but not serving them. So how do we serve elements of matter? Again, it is through the power of our thoughts. They are not going to sit and take 7 days course, right? But it is the silence power, the power of the thoughts that will serve them. So we have to experiment, you know, on certain days. Like, you know, sometimes we have seen, I have experimented several times, you know, we have a program and all the preparations are being done, and then suddenly you see the clouds are collecting, thunder and lightning, it's going to have a heavy rain. Of course, you know, once the rain fall means people hesitate to leave their home and come for the program. So what to do at that time? Means when the nature wants to do something, you can't stop it. So I have experimented many times, you know, sitting in 1 hour powerful yoga, you know, and before sitting in 1 hour silence, not talking about anything, but creating feelings of love towards Mother Earth, creating love towards air, water, fire, ether, because all together create. At the same time, you know, creating the feelings for souls. So because why do we create a program? For bringing souls close to God. So many times I have a kind of a conversation with each element of matter, you know, how their cooperation is necessary for allowing God's children to come and take their inheritance. Because that is the purpose, isn't it? If they cannot take the inheritance, how they will become Baba's children. So when you have the genuine feelings and then you just sit in silence for that 1 hour, and you know, I have seen real wonders happening. Even in India also, big mela, you know, somehow there was a canopy around the cloud. And after everything finished, then there was heavy rain, whatever. So, but again, I should not take the credit for myself. Oh, because, you know, I did Mansa Seva of the elements, so the rain did not come, so the program was successful. Oh, I am responsible for that. That kind of thought also should not come. But at the same time, I must experiment. Even Mansa Seva, experimenting on our own bodily sickness. You know, where doctors cannot help. Doctors give up, you know. But then, I help myself by giving power of mind to my own body. Mind over matter. What Dadi Janki is doing now. See, doctors have given up. They have already said, yeah, we have done whatever we can do. Now you have to look after her. So, it is Dadi's willpower, Dadi's power of the mind. she has conquered the matter. You know, so that means I have to detach myself from the body, especially when I have sickness, and I want to serve my body together with doctor's medicine. You know, doctors can only treat, you can cure. You are the best doctor. So you have to have the will to get well. That is the power of the mind. If you have given up the will to get well, nobody can help you. I have seen many cases where doctors have given only few days for the person to live. But the patient had the will to live longer. So they surprised the doctor, you know, by overcoming whatever prediction doctor said. Even doctors are amazed. You know, there was one patient whose heart suddenly, there was what they call the heart suddenly stops. So the doctors, you know, it was just like in coma. And that soul was in coma for 15 days. And the center students, everybody was meditating because she was not sick, nothing wrong, sudden thing, you know. And then after 15 days, but that soul had the will to come back, even though the heart was not working. And with the power of yoga and the willpower of that soul, suddenly everything was okay. The machine started working. Doctors could not understand what happened. You know, they thought it was vegetable now. Because when somebody goes into coma, they are like vegetable. But then they became alive and now they are serving so well. So I have to have the will to get well. Then I heal my sickness through the power of my thought. Now that's why once Baba said, when you take medicine, you know, keeping the tablets in your hand, you have to take medicine according to doctor. But then give drishti, you know, look at it as the fruit that you are giving to the body. Different color tablets, no? And then give them good vibrations, the power of your thought that I am going to get well. You know, I'm taking these fruits in the remembrance of Baba, and it does work. So, It is not magic, but it is real. But as I said, my mind has to be qualified. You know, if there are mixed thoughts, if there is fear, if there is doubt, it cannot. You know, sometimes it does happen in relationship. You know, we just give a kind of cursing thought to somebody. Oh, this person is always like this. She will never change. We just give a kind of a fixed idea in our mind. But then we say, okay, I will try having good wishes. So will that work? I already have a fixed attitude for that person deep inside me. And then on the top of it, I said, okay, I will have good wishes. You can do tapasya for 1 month, 2 months, it doesn't work. Why? Because what attitude you have for that soul will reach that soul. What you are giving on the top of it, it doesn't work. That is why some Brahmins complain, I have been having good wishes for this soul for so long. That person is not changing. I am tired. So that means you are not genuine. Someone who has good wishes, there is no limitation for it. You will not count how many days you did and after that you get tired. You know, I have seen Dadi Janki some souls come to her and tell her that Dadi has been having good wishes for that soul for 15 years, 20 years. And then after that, the soul will come and say, thank you, Dadi, for all the good wishes. How many years? 15 years, not 15 days. So, patience. I have to not give up so fast. Not expect the result like an instant coffee and tea, you know. You have good wishes now and then it will reach and they will change tomorrow and you will see them. No, it will work because we all are being given blessing by Baba in this confluence age for receiving the fruit for our good wishes and pure feelings. So sometimes it gives instant fruit, sometimes it gives fruit later. But we must have the faith, it will bear fruit. So I have to maintain that consistently, not being influenced by that soul's behavior, you know. So it's only then it can work wonders. So even elements of matter, you know, if you have served elements of matter through the power of your mind, the elements will serve you at the time of need. Like for example, there is fire, there is flood. It can come up to the doorstep, but it will not enter your home. The fire can come to the next door, but it will not touch your roof. The element respect you because you have given attention to the elements. Why in golden age all five elements serve us? You know? Why the weather is always spring? Because we have served the elements of matter now. Not just using, but also serving. Giving some attention, respecting, appreciating, and not misusing, overusing. You know? One way of serving elements of matter means not to use more than I need. You know, today we are greedy. We want to have more than we need. And so we consume a lot, right? But that means I am not respecting the elements of matter. You know, I remember one example of Mahatma Gandhi. You know, Mahatma Gandhi used to wear a little piece of cloth just to cover his body, that is all. So, somebody asked him once, why don't you cover your body fully? Why you only use this small piece of cloth? So, you know what Mahatma Gandhi replied? He said, this is all I need. If I use more than this, I will be depriving other people from their share. That is when Mahatma Gandhi said, there is enough in the world to feed each mouth, but there is not enough in the world to fulfill the greed. So sometimes we consume more than we need, so we are also actually disservicing the elements of matter. So not overuse. Overusing is also a form of abusing. So I have to, that is why when we come to Baba, Baba emphasizes on the value of contentment. You know, this morning also Baba spoke about it. Just be contented with what you are, what you have. Don't compare yourself with others. Because when you compare yourself with others, you can never be satisfied. You have to be grateful to what you have. You know, just recently only I watched a little short film in which it was explained that when you envy other people what they have, you will not be happy with what you have. You know, there was a boy who had a shoes which was little bit torn, you know. So he was very sad that he don't have a proper shoe. So by chance he happened to see another boy sitting on the same bench and he had a nice shoe. So when he sat next to him, he was watching the shoe and he felt very sad. Why can't I have a shoe like this? Why can't I be like him? So he was very frustrated, you know. And then what happened? Sooner he realized that he cannot walk. You know, somebody brought a wheelchair for him to take him on the wheelchair. So he had a nice shoe, but he cannot walk. So what you need, you know, that is why they say when you want a better shoe, you should think of a person who don't have a leg. Then you don't envy the others. So I have to be content with what I am, what I have. Because we know that each one of us receive what we deserve according to our karma. If you desire more than you deserve, you will feel sad. So actually I am trying to squeeze from the nature. Greed is a kind of, you know, squeezing from the nature, which is not nice. So then the nature will not cooperate with me. So this is why it is very important to, first of all, serve myself. Self-service. Satisfaction, contentment, and power of thought. My thoughts are not being scattered. My thoughts are focused. My thoughts are concentrated. So then it will automatically reach out to others. I don't need to think of giving. You know, the moment we think we are giving, we are not giving. That is why sometimes Christians, you know, they ask us, because in Christianity there is a custom to pray for others, you know. They pray for others in the church. Do we do for others? No. We service ourselves and that service reach out to others. So even when somebody is sick, we don't pray for them to get well, but we spend extra time meditating, and that extra time meditation is donated for that soul. You know, just like in a family, there are four children, so maybe one of the children is well off and others are poor, so what do the one who is rich will do? He will help out others. So in the same way, if I have the power of thought and others are weak, I can give the donation of power of thought, I can give the donation of yoga, not by remembering them, but fixing a particular time, extra yoga. Say you do Amrit Vela 4:45, 4 to 4:45 every day. And then you do 15 minute extra yoga for the world. So because it is already fixed in the mind, this is for the world. So the energy from Baba will be directed for those who are needed in the world. So the credit is you get, you know, you become powerful yourself and the service is done without any expectation. That's why, see, there is no disharmony, conflict in Mansa Seva. You know, when you go and do other type of service, there could be conflict. You know, my area, my center, my student, my service. But Mansa Seva doesn't have any limitations and division, partition. Anybody can do as much as they want. But the only thing requirement is I have to make sure my mind is qualified. You know, I increase the power of silence. Mansa Seva and power of silence are two sides of the same coin. Without having the silence of the mind, I cannot do Mansa Seva. So I have to silence my mind. also the power of silence and power of purity are not separate. You know, silence is not thoughtlessness, concentrated, pure thought. So whilst you are in Madhuban, you can experiment using the power of thought, Mansa Shakti, on your own self. You know, I remember Dadi Janki was telling once, she did 40 days of tapasya, 3 times 40 minutes every day, but before going into that tapasya, she had the determined thought that, I want to get rid of all these weaknesses that I have. So she sat in front of Baba and had that determined thought, and then she started 3 times 40 minutes for 40 days. So that power of thought works on the self. And then, of course, that will not be limited to myself, then that purity will travel and create that powerful atmosphere. So create your own program. Now, because we don't have many double foreigners, we don't have tight programs. You just have morning Murli and then just an hour class now and evening yoga bhatti. So make use of your stay in Madhuban for tapasya. Madhuban is tapasya land. So create your own program, bring as much transformation as possible. So any questions, anybody? Is that clear? If you have any questions, you can ask. Because usually when there is lot of double foreigners, everywhere you have to stand in queue for everything. But now you are being pampered. Very few of you in Madhuban or in Gyan Sarovar. So you have all the places for yourself. So you can, even in Madhuban also, you can sit in all the 4 pilgrimage places, spend lot of time in silence, attend the class once a day, take enough stuff of knowledge and churn on that to bring as much self-transformation as possible. Yeah? So I leave you with these thoughts today. Experiment on your own self, on the relationships, then on the world. Okay? Om Shanti. No clapping. This is chit-chat with the family. Only Baba says, my life should become such that people applaud that they have recognized God. My Baba has come. That is the big applaud.